Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You listen to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. It's time to roll back to South Bend, Indiana, where every week we have our Notre Dame football report during the football season with Frank Bomarico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team. And he's here again. Before we introduce Frank and bring him on, and I know he's got a lot to talk about, let's thank our season sponsor, which is Station Casino's SDN Sports app. The most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Just go and visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Bomarico, Happy New Year to you, my man. Let's talk Irish football.
Well, Coach, it's great to be with you today. And let me tell you, it is really winter here in South Bend and in the Midwest. We have about six inches today. The wind chill factor is down around 3 or 4 degrees. Yesterday was down around zero. So we're just happy when we have the path cleared so the boys and I can walk around campus. It's been quite trying this week, but we're excited. There's a lot of football that's going to be played in the next couple of days. And, you know, there is some good news here in South Bend. Coach, I'd like to start off, James and I were talking about this. We're biting our fingernails about this, about Marcus Freeman. Is he going to stay or is he going to go? Well, Marcus Freeman is staying at Notre Dame for another 4 years at least, to around 2030. Everybody is very excited about this. Pete Bebeauqua, the AD, has signed Marcus and was very adamant about letting the Notre Dame Nation know that he was not going to let Marcus Freeman get out of here if it had to do anything with money. And Marcus got a healthy raise. He's a very happy man. And I think it's good for Notre Dame and the culture of the football program. And what I mean by that is that Marcus sells the idea of getting a Notre Dame degree and how important it is for the young man to go on into his future with a Notre Dame degree. The Notre Dame alumni really help each other. Not that they don't at other schools as well, but there's a great connection of former players and also a connection of alumni that like to help each other throughout the country. And Notre Dame is really a national school. So he sells that. And when he's talking to parents and when he's talking to the young men that are being recruited. So this is something that they have in their mind that they want to get their degree as well as play as good a football and make as much money in the NIL as they possibly can. But Notre Dame is providing a full package with this. The other thing I think it does, Coach, is it really helps mature the young man. So when he graduates, he's not just a person with a degree, but he's a person that becomes well-rounded. He's able to speak properly in different venues, and he's able to express himself in a lot of different ways. And this becomes a big highlight for young men coming out of Notre Dame. So we're excited that Marcus is staying. His culture here is great. It's unity. It's team. And I think that the Notre Dame alumni buy into that as well. When you think about some of the past coaches we have, they might not have gotten that message across as accurately as Marcus Freeman is doing it. And being a young man helps because he is closer to the recruits' age than he is to maybe some of their parents. And I think this works out pretty well. So it's a big positive for the Irish.
Frank Pomarico joins us. We're talking Notre Dame football. Frank knows all about it. He was a captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. Frank, I want to hear your part of it back in South Bend, Indiana. We hear it here on the West Coast and the western part of the United States and read the media and all the articles and conversations that are going on regarding the USC-Notre Dame series that is about 100 years old. And we hear it's Notre Dame trying to get out of it. We hear it's USC who's trying to get out of it. We hear it's USC's fault. It's Notre Dame's fault. What's your take on it back there in South Bend and your feeling as far as the tradition of this game?
Well, to me, it's a tremendous tradition. And, Coach, for me, when I think about Southern California, I thought about the best players in the country, the best athletes in the country. We respected Southern California athletes as opposed to some rivalries, you hated them. This isn't something that happened back in the 60s and 70s. You had to be very prepared when you were going to play a Southern California team. And I think that that permeates all the way through until just really the last few years. Notre Dame has kind of gotten the edge here. But the athletes were so fantastic in the 60s and 70s at Southern California that you had to play your best just to stay even. And those guys may have been in cruise control, but they were so good and so well coached in those days and had class. I believe in a lot of ways the Southern California program had a lot of class. When you think about some of those great players that played in this game, we're talking about Mike Garrett, O.J. Simpson, Marcus Allen, Charles White, Clarence Davis, Reggie Bush. We have about six or seven Heisman trophies right there. And on the Notre Dame side, you have people like Tommy Clements, Dave Casper, Brady Quinn, John Hewitt, Tim Brown. And man, I can go on and on with the kind of great players that came out of that. But, Coach, I want to mention one more name that I played against a couple of times is Richard Wood, who was a tremendous linebacker. I always think about when Rocky was watching a tape of Apollo Creed in the movie Rocky, how somebody was telling Rocky, oh, you're going to kill him, Rocky, you're going to kill him. And he says, this guy's the best in the world. I'm going to have to just play my heart out just to stay even with him. That's the way I felt when I had to play against Richard Wood. Here is a guy that was 6'3", 235 pounds, and was fast as our backs and can hit with sledgehammers. But he was a fair player, a good player, and a clean player. So I just want to take my hat off to the Southern Cal players. And I know that sometimes you get politics involved as far as coaches involved, as far as making decisions on these games. But as alumni and as former players, I would love to see that game continue. So that's the way I feel about that.
You know, there's no point at you don't have a feeling on who tried to get out of it or who didn't want to play it or what the reactions were at Notre Dame when or how the BYU game was scheduled immediately after that. And believe me, when I look at that, I say, if you're looking at the rankings, I don't want to put USC down when I say this, but BYU has a higher ranking than what USC has had lately.
Oh, yeah, I think that's true, but I think it goes in flows and kind of hills and valleys. And I think right now, Riley, the coach, Lincoln Riley at Southern Cal, is a tremendous offensive mind. And if he ever would get a defense that could equal his offense, he'll be unstoppable. You know, when Pete Carroll was there in the early 2000s, it was awful tough to beat those teams. The same thing with John McKay and John Robinson. He had a nice balance of offense and defense. I would say at this time, it seems that with all the confusion of SC coming into the Big Ten, having to travel to the Midwest and the East Coast, it may be more that they want to have a different look as opposed to having another huge game on their schedule because I mean, they're playing in that Big Ten, and that's not easy, especially when you're traveling all the way to the East Coast or to the Midwest, and you're playing teams that are pounding you every week. And, I mean, I think Notre Dame should be in the Big Ten itself. And if they did, they wouldn't have this problem of not being able to play SC. They may not play them every year, but it would definitely be every other year. And I think that would be a good thing for college football. But let's see what happens. Some things might happen in the next couple of years that'll change things in college football. Whoever thought that the players were actually going to get paid, and now they do. So I think things are changing, and they're changing pretty quick.
Frank Pomerico joins us, captain of the 1973 National Championship team. One thing I want to say, Frank, I'm in favor of this. I think it's the greatest game. I used to look for it every year. In fact, a lot of people say two greatest games on the Trojan schedule, the guys that have been around, like the names you mentioned, was the UCLA and the Notre Dame game. And they were always asked, which game is bigger to you? Some like the Notre Dame, some like the UCLA game. This is tradition, and this is what makes college football. And to have something like this disappear, to me, because a coach doesn't want to play Notre Dame, is ridiculous to me, because when you went into the Big Ten, you knew who was in the Big Ten. It wasn't like a secret that Michigan, Ohio State, and these teams, Wisconsin, are in the Big Ten. And you always had Notre Dame as far as part of your schedule. I am very disappointed. I'm just telling you, I am very disappointed that the SC Notre Dame game will not be continued until at least maybe 4 or 5 years, or when there's a coaching change. So I'm disappointed in that game, Frank, and you said it exactly right. The great players played each other. This was a spectacle. It wasn't a seasonal game. It was a bowl game, an event when you two guys played.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, another person that's really upset about this is James Amedee. You know, his roots are from California. His dad is from Pasadena area. And he always was revved up for that Southern Cal game, both Mike and James. So James is very disappointed on this, too. And, you know, it's a great challenge for Notre Dame when they had to play Southern California. And in the early 2000s, I don't think we won too many games in the early 2000s. I know in the late 60s and early 70s, we were having a tough time, too. But the pendulum swings back and forth. And I think right now Notre Dame has really been playing well. But it's that was a tough game this year, and it was lucky for the Irish, I think, that it rained, because their top offensive performers are passing and catching, and Southern Cal had a tough time doing that. Plus, their two top running backs were hurt. So Notre Dame won that game, but, you know, there was a couple of different things that were going on that helped Notre Dame. But I'm not making excuses for Southern Cal. I'm just saying that Notre Dame caught a little bit of a break there, and the weather helped out. But both teams have to play in the weather, that's for sure.
Well, Frank, we've got a lot of topics we need to talk about, and you're going to be with us through the end of January. We'll discuss the national championship game and the playoffs. We want to talk about recruiting at Notre Dame and all the other different things that are happening back there with the Irish. Again, I got to let you go. I want to wish you and your family and all your relatives, and I want you to shout out to all your friends who listen every week before we say Happy New Year to all of them, and James and your package of friends.
Coach, I'd like to say a shout out to Otto and Nina Bortz in Minnesota. They listen to the show every week, and also Bill Summers in Wisconsin, a real fiery Notre Dame fan. And I'd like to say hi to those guys, and thanks for listening. Coach, look forward to talking to you next week.
Frank, I can't wait. Can't wait. Frank Pomerico. You can feel the enthusiasm about Notre Dame football when you talk to Frank Pomerico. Again, Frank, Happy New Year to you and all the Notre Dame fans that are listening out there. Again, we want to thank our sponsor for this segment all during the season. That's Station Casinos STN Sports app. The most tested, reliable, trusted way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. We're going to take a short time out here with our Coors Sports Topic Show. And when we come back, Mark Wellington's going to be joining us from the UNLV Athletic Department. He's Associate Athletic Director in charge of media relations for the Athletic Department. Will talk about their bowl game down in Frisco, the Frisco Bowl, and then we'll talk about the big bowl, yes, the SRS Distribution Bowl that will be played on New Year's tomorrow at 12:30, the 31st, at Allegiant Stadium. So Mark's got double time tonight. So buckle up, everyone. We'll take this short time out, and I'll be right back with you. I'm RBI.